what should you be putting in furrow on corn? I got our friend Eric Moore with Soil Warrior with us right now. Eric, certainly this extends beyond just what goes in furrow, but also when you're talking in a strip-till system, you've got really that whole zone that we're talking about building, and that really broadens the safety on some of the things that were normally considered in furrow or 2x2 materials.
Yeah, it really does. And you know what, if we look at, you talk about the attachments and different things that we're trying to do this spring, really trying to gain efficiencies, and as our yields get higher, we're trying to meet that crop removal need. You know, we're trying to put a little bit of starter fertilizer in the furrow. We're trying to put 2x2 attachments on both sides of the furrow. We're trying to put some a little bit deeper, more at that 6-inch level. And if we look at what we do with the Soil Warrior, with the way we kind of incorporate that fertilizer through that tilled zone, we're really doing the same thing, but we're doing it without the additional attachments. We're trying to put that nutrient blend from the soil surface, you know, 6 to 8 inches wide, 4 to 6 inches deep, or soil surface to 6 inches deep, really doing the same effect. But a lot of our customers were trying to do the same thing with the reduction of the attachments, the expense of those things, and then the time that it takes during the planting season. You know, if you look at adding tanks, adding liquid, adding attachments, all those things that we try to slide through that soil if it's a little wet can disturb that seed slice and that seed bed. The more we can take off that planter and just use that planter to place seed, I feel like that's a better operation.
We get a lot of questions in the spring from farmers, especially farmers that are new to strip-till type techniques, saying, should I be freshening up that zone in the spring? What are you looking for out there to see that would be a good idea for a farmer?
You know, really, it comes down to, again, what are we trying to accomplish in the springtime? If we're trying to have a nice warm seed bed, we're trying to get good seed to soil contact. If we've got conditions that would cause that soil temperature to vary a lot, you know, residues that have moved around from our fall strip to our springtime planting, if we've got something maybe that we didn't get the seed slot or that strip closed very well, or our soil aggregate size isn't what we need to get seed to soil contact, that's where I think a freshening pass in the spring would have a great benefit, because we can get that seed-to-soil contact that we want. We can get that uniform soil temperature and that warming effect that we need in the springtime for great emergence.
All right, so putting fertilizer out there with strip-till equipment, is there anything that you need to do? I mean, are you worried about the corrosion and these kinds of things after you're done with an application?
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, as far as on the machine itself, always do maintenance as soon as you're done with the machine. Do your cleanup, clean out your meter bodies, do those things to make sure that machine's in good condition. And you touched on, I guess I want to revisit just a little bit, you touched on the safety factor. You know, and that's not only to the crop. You talked about the way we apply that fertilizer being safer to that germinating seed. One of your earlier guests talked about the mycorrhiza and those microbials in the soil. I think that's something we also need to look at. How we apply our fertilizer can affect root architecture to the plant, but it can also affect that mycorrhiza population. If we get that fertilizer rate too hot and too concentrated in one concentrated band, that can be the same things that are toxic to a plant or toxic to those mycorrhiza fungi. So if we distribute those, we want to keep them concentrated enough to get good availability to the plant, but I think we want to avoid those really concentrated bands where we're killing off some of those mycorrhizae just with the high levels of salts and nutrient concentrations as well.
Hey, great tips. Eric Moore with Soil Warrior. Eric, thank you so much. Really appreciate having you on.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.